Hello and welcome to How to Get Your Dream Job. We are now here in the office of Vasilikos Radonikos, the founder of CampusRookies.de. This is a platform to find jobs as a student. We are here with Anna, Katerina and Jan, who are eager to know how they can achieve the goal of getting their dream jobs.
Hello, I'm Anna. I'm 29 years old and I'm studying general linguistics. Before I went to university, I made an apprenticeship and worked for some time, so that's why I am a little older than the average student. But I always felt drawn to study a language, and so I decided to get myself a degree and also to improve my chances on an interesting job.
Hello, I'm Jan Patrick, and I'm studying English and American Studies and Philosophy. Before starting to study, I was doing a voluntary social year. I was not sure what to do after school, so I took some time to think about what to do. Finally, I decided to go to the police. During my social year, I had an accident where I dislocated my shoulder, and since then, I was not able to go to the police and decided to go studying. English was my favorite in school, so I chose it as my subject of study.
Hi, my name is Katerina and I'm 22 years old. My major subject is English studies and my minor is information science. In English studies, I'm in the third semester, and in information science, I'm currently taking the last courses. And after I graduate, I would like to work in a publishing company or maybe in PR.
Mr. Radonikos, do you want to introduce yourself as well and tell us a little about what you do here at Campus Rook?
Okay, yes, fine. My name is Vasilis Radonikos. I'm 39 years old and I'm working in the office of internship here at the Heinrich Heine University Düsseldorf in the Institute of Social Sciences since 2011. In 2013, I got to the project management about this job. I got to the project management of MediaRookies.de. MediaRookies was, the student initiate where I worked with seven students, student workers in the Faculty of Philosophy here at the Heinrich Heine Universität in Düsseldorf to maintain the internship exchange for students of social, cultural, or humanity studies. MediaRookies.de was the former organization of CampusRookies.de. Yeah. In 2015, we decided to found a spin-off and to establish a small enterprise. Now, 3 years later, we still exist and we are getting bigger and bigger. It's a little bit too much, but yes, we are growing. Now, currently, over 560 attractive employers and round about 3,500, between 3,500 and 4,000 students and alumni use our website and our services in social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And I'm one of the two CEOs. I'm not the founder. MediaRookies was founded in 2002, mm-hmm. And I got 11 years later to MediaRookies.
There's a lot of graduates out there. I feel like everybody has a degree nowadays.
Yeah.
How do you apply for the job successfully if your grades are just as good as anybody else's?
This is a good question, I think not the application and the graduates are the problems. In fact, you should gain work and internship experiences. Mm. That's the main thing, and make efforts and experience during your studies. That's the main thing with our view. Furthermore, is social networking an important argument? Yes, go and talk with people, ask many questions, and give them your business card if you have one. As a student, it's not normal, but to have a business card, it's one thing. The first step, to use social networks and stay connected with other people. Yes, you should talk with your with the people who are working here in the university. To find out what's the best way to get into experiences. Mm. Yeah. I think that's the main things and the main arguments for going and make the first the first steps. Mm. Yeah.
Considering my personal career, I wonder, what is your experience with students who did an apprenticeship before their studies? Is it an advantage to get a job, or rather the opposite, because they are usually a few years older?
Okay, have you?
Yes, I made an apprenticeship as a child and youth care worker and worked some years in that field as a full-time job, so
yeah.
I have work experience, but not exactly in my field of studies.
Yes,
you know? Well,
but you can combine.
Yeah, that's what I hope to do.
Yes, that's a good reason. It's the main reason to combine your experiences at the university with experiences from an apprenticeship. I think it's an advantage because your professional experiences, I know that, and it has nothing to do with your age. Forget your age. Have a look for experiences.
Mm.
That's the main thing. If you are 25 or 30 years old or 35, this is not a main argument for employers. If you are getting older and older, an employer, yeah, probably can ask you why you make now the first step into the experience time. You are getting to get an employee, but if you have good reasons to argue that, in this case, it's not a problem. I think so.
That's certainly good to know. And my final question is, do employers look in detail at the courses you took in your studies, or are they only interested in the degree itself?
Okay, yes, this is also a good question. Maybe they do. Usually employers don't have so much time for to have a detailed look in your CV or something like that. They have 4, 5, 6 steps, 6 views on your application form, and they decide if they want to work with you, if they want to get to know you or not. But I don't think that they are only interested in the degree.
Yeah, and I also have some questions. The first one is, would you recommend a master's degree for people who studied humanities? Because there are many people with a bachelor's degree in, let's say, English studies, and somehow you should stand out of the mass, right?
Okay. Yes, it could be, but this is also a difficult question. If you want to make a career in the university or another higher education institution, you have to.
Mm.
You have to make a master's degree.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. Then I would recommend it, definitely. If not, this is not a must. So otherwise, I wouldn't recommend it. More important are professional experiences. That's the reason why we as campusrookies.de exist. It's not the main thing to make a master's degree if you want to make a practical internship or practical experiences. I think public relations office or something like that. They don't. That's not the main reason, and that's the reason. But the reason stands out from the mess with the professional experiences. This is a good, the most important step. I think so.
Yeah, my next question is also concerning internships. So, internships are also a good way to get experience in different fields.
Yeah.
And you also get to know yourself better and can figure out what you really like and what you really can do. But many students fear to fail because they lack of some qualifications. So what would you advise them?
Okay, yes, I would advise them, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, please reply for job advertisements, although you think you lack of some qualifications.
Okay.
When you are reading a job advertisement and you have a good feeling, please apply and give the employer good reasons that they invite you for a personal interview. That's the main thing. And
Okay. And my last question is, what ways can you think of to become a lecturer? And I have heard of a master's degree in Munich, but are there other ways to become a lecturer?
Okay, that could be one way.
Yeah, right.
But it's not only one way.
Yeah.
Thinking about alternatives and other ways to make professional internships, you can have a look to make a job as a lecturer in other organizations, like non-governmental organizations, international organizations. A month ago, we had a job application for a practical internship from the American consulate. I think the American consulate the British consulate here in the area of Cologne, Düsseldorf. If you can go to Berlin to make a practical internship. If you want to become a lecturer, you need some expertises, but these are not the only way to make your internship. It's not the only way to make your experiences if you make a master. Mm. No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I also have some questions, and my first question concerns my personal job preference.
Yeah.
And, I wanted to know if a bachelor in English and American Studies helps to apply for an apprenticeship at the police in Germany as well as abroad.
Yeah. I don't think so. Not at all. There are other reasons which are more important. I think so. Like if you're healthy, if you're that's the reason that the first step wasn't okay, stop it. But yeah, I think there are other reasons, but you can combine your study here. If you study humanity studies or humanity sciences, like Anglistic or Americanistic, you can combine it with your application or your apprenticeship at the police.
So you say it could boost my apprenticeship, or it could improve my apprenticeship.
I think so that it could improve. Yes. Sure. Okay, but the main thing is that there are other reasons which are more important, but it's not bad to make this expertise and to have
other experience.
Yes. Okay.
And one of my concerns is when I'm doing these studies is because I really don't enjoy sitting in an office all day.
Yeah.
And are there any jobs that offer more variety available for graduates of English and American studies?
Mm-hmm. I've told some now a few minutes ago. Chambers of commerce, consulates, language schools. I think these are three types of professional fields. Communication and public relations offices, advertising offices, and many more. And the big enterprises here in Düsseldorf or in Cologne, I think they need you.
Okay. And the third and last question would be, is it generally possible to say from an entry-level position what the possibilities for a promotion are?
It depends on the professional field.
Of course.
Yeah. That's a thing. That's a fact. And generally, it's not good to say something to this question, because a promotion can... normally, it's better to have a promotion. But in some fields, in some professional fields, it could be an obstacle. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodonikis, for this interview and the helpful tips.
Have
a nice day and have a nice Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. You too.